I was asked a question by a householder disciple of mine. Who distributes DVDs of Srila Prabhupada's lectures and all kinds of DVDs in relationship to Srila
Prabhupada.
And he maintains his household also from the prophets. He doesn't take all the profit. He has some arrangement with the Bhaktivedanta archives or whatever. He has a policy of low price and high turnover. That means you have a low price, and then if it's a low price, many people will like to buy it. Many will be sold. That's called a high turnover. And then, even though the profit is low, it comes to be enough because there's plenty being sold.
Он следует стратегии низкая цена, большой оборот. Из-за того, что цена низкая, этих дисков берут много, и несмотря на низкую цену, вот из-за большого оборота он получает хорошую прибыль.
Another policy is in sales is to have a high price, but usually then you get poor sales and you get maybe less profit.
Есть другая стратегия, когда цена на товар высокий и товара продается меньше, конечно, получается больше прибыли из-за того, что оборот, то есть количество проданного товара меньше, в итоге вы все равно получаете меньше прибыли.
And the possibility of bootlegging or imitation. So he asked me the question that because he's very enthusiastic to distribute this because he wants that it's mostly distributed to 99% distributed to already committed devotees, followers of Srila Prabhupada. So he's enthusiastic that they should get these invaluable teachings of Srila Prabhupada.
И этот преданный очень вдохновлен тем, что он делает. 99% получателей этих дисков являются преданными, уже практикующими преданными. Поэтому он очень вдохновлен тем, что знакомит их с бесценными наставлениями Шрила Прабхупады.
And of course, I very much encourage him in this.
Безусловно, я сам вдохновляю его.
And I very much encourage you all also to regularly listen to Srila Prabhupada's lectures as well as to read his books. If the various problems that we see within ISKCON, one problem that there are various problems within ISKCON, which is inevitable when you have an idealistic movement within a highly non-ideal world. But some of the problems are self-inflicted and unnecessary. That means what the Srila Prabhupada would call deviations or speculations or concoctions. And the overall cure for this is if devotees again get into the habit of, as it used to be standard within our movement, of reading Srila Prabhupada's books regularly and hearing his lectures.
И излечиться от этой болезни можно, вернувшись к тому, что было в начале, то есть когда преданно регулярно читали, изучали книги Шрила Прабхупады и слушали его лекции.
But I digress. I've gone off topic here.
Ну, я немножко отошел от темы.
I went into a very important topic.
Хотел бы затронуть важную тему сегодня.
But the topic is that he asked me, his dilemma was that, well, I'm distributing this. I want to distribute this for the benefit of others. But also as a householder, the profit motive is also in my mind.
И так этот преданный поделился своей проблемой. Он сказал, что я стою перед дилеммой. С одной стороны, я понимаю, что это важное служение, это благо приносит преданным. Но с другой стороны, когда распространяю эти диски, я думаю о прибыли.
I have to support my family, I have to think of money also, and it's... So is my devotional service compromised like this? And this kind of consideration may come for householders who sell books to support their family.
Преданные домохозяева, которые распространяют книги Прабхупады и тем самым обеспечивают свои семьи.
Yes, selling Srila Prabhupada's books, I mean, specifically. You said that. Okay. Selling prasadam.
Также продают прасад.
So what's the answer to this conundrum? On the first full day, that means Friday, when I was coming down here, I saw one devotee selling a homemade cheese prasadam. I said, it's probably a good business, probably quite popular, I said to him. And he said, it's not a business, it's a service to devotees. There are many people in the world who feel some allergy to business. They think it's something very low class and mean.
У некоторых людей есть аллергия на бизнес. Они считают это чем-то низким.
There are different attitudes in different cultures.
Конечно, в разных культурах отношение к этому вопросу разное.
In Europe, in general, it seems there's a kind of people think it's business. That means all cheating, something bad and materialistic. Many people think like that. But in America, it's in the culture, the idea that, yeah, business, that's something very good, to do business. Culture so much influences our attitudes and the way we think. Business is quite acceptable within Vedic culture.
Business допустим в ведической культуре.
Krishi go raksha vanijam vaisha karmas vabhavajam. It's Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita that the natural, the types of work that are born from the nature of a vaisha are agriculture, cow protection, and business.
Кришна говорит в Бхагавад-гите, что род занятий, которым занимаются вайши, это сельское хозяйство, защита коров и бизнес, то есть торговля.
And Srila Prabhupada, he certainly didn't have any allergy to business.
Как мы знаем, у самого Шрила Прабхупады не было аллергии на бизнес.
He was his householder life, he was a businessman. For a short time, he worked in a pharmaceutical company. He learned the business. Then he did his own business, pharmaceutical business.
В течение короткого времени он работал в фармацевтической компании, научился вести дела, и потом организовал свое собственное дело в фармацевтической сфере.
And you can see the advertisements he had leaflets advertising Day's pain liniment. Liniment means some kind of ointment, something like that, yeah.
Мы видели, наверное, в книгах репродукции вот этой вот рекламы, на которых были написаны обезболивающая мазь Д.
So in doing business, he didn't have any kind of guilt feeling, well, I'm taking money from others.
Занимаясь бизнесом, он не испытывал какой-то вины в том, что вот он освобождает людей от денег.
He did an honest business, means he sold products which were helpful to people. He maintained his family with that. And he used money also for making Back to Godhead magazine. I'm sure he gave donations to the Gauriya Math, although he never specifically said that he did so. Some years ago, I met a man in Hyderabad, in India, who told me that he had spoken to Srila
Prabhupada.
You still meet people who say, well, I saw Srila Prabhupada. They're mostly old people. They were young people then. There are many thousands of people attended Prabhupada's lectures and in India especially. One of my disciples in Hyderabad, who's an old woman, remembers attending Prabhupada's lectures in Hyderabad as a young woman. Anyway, this elderly gentleman, this was about maybe 15 years ago, he said to me that he approached Srila Prabhupada in Hyderabad. And he said that I do business in Arak, which is some kind of locally produced alcohol meant for drinking. Just for your information, if you didn't know, alcohol has other uses apart from drinking. Just in case you didn't know, alcohol has other uses apart from drinking.
Если кто-то не знает, алкоголь можно использовать еще для иных целей, не только употреблять его внутрь.
So he said, I'm making this. That's my business to make arak. Well, he probably didn't make it, but he was selling it. Yeah, maybe he made it also. Had a factory, I don't know. And he said that now, after hearing your lectures, I realize that is wrong.
Вот этот человек сказал Прабхупаде, что после вашей лекции я понял, что я занимаюсь неправильным делом, мне не нужно.
And what should I do? Should I give up the business?
Оставить бизнес?
And he told me that Prabhupada thought a little time, and then he said, "Well, you have to maintain your family."
человек сказал, что Прабхупада задумался на мгновение, потом сказал, ну, тебе нужно поддерживать, обеспечивать свою семью.
That was his reply.
Такой был ответ Прабхупады.
In Fiji, what happened, one of the richest men in Fiji, he came in contact with Srila Prabhupada's movement, and he brought Srila Prabhupada to that very small and not considered very important place, Fiji.
Один из богатейших людей Фиджи в свое время также познакомился с Шрилой Прабхупадой, и каким-то образом ему удалось пригласить Прабхупаду приехать на Фиджи.
And he was an Indian. There's a large Indian expatriate community in Fiji.
Он был иммигрантом из Индии. На Фиджи живет много. Большая группа выходцев из Индии.
And using the money from his family business, he made a big temple for ISKCON in Fiji. Prabhupada made him the GBC for Fiji. No one had ever heard of a GBC for such a small place before, and just completely a newly initiated devotee. Now their family business was they had a chain of grocery stores all over Fiji. At least that was one of the aspects of their business.
Что у них была сеть продовольственных магазинов по всей стране.
And among the items sold was meat products.
И естественно, среди товаров, которые продавались в этом магазине, были мясные продукты.
So this devotee, Srila Prabhupada gave him the name Vasudev Das.
И этому преданному Srila Prabhupada дал имя Vasudev Das.
He asked Prabhupada, he said that, you see, we have meat products, so should we discontinue that? And Prabhupada said, no, you keep it for now.
For now.
Well, he just said, no, you can keep it. Because Srila Prabhupada understood that it's a joint family business, and the brothers, they weren't so enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness, and they wouldn't want to see their profits cut into. Well, actually, this is the... I don't know exactly what Prabhupada thought, but this was the situation anyway. As recorded by Hari Shauri Prabhu in Transcendental Diary. But gradually the brothers became more inclined to Krishna consciousness, they also became initiated, and then they took out all the meat. So, I'm just recounting this to give the picture that Srila Prabhupada is very pragmatic in such affairs. He didn't, obviously, he didn't want people to have anything to do with meat. But he was also pragmatic. He gave a program whereby people could eat beef. No, he suggested a system by which people who want to eat beef can do so.
также предложил программу, которой люди, которые, желающие есть мясо, могли есть мясо, причем это была говядина.
He said, wait till the cow dies, and then you can eat the meat.
Он говорит, что тот, кто хочет есть мясо, должен подождать, пока корова умрет своей собственной смертью, и потом есть ее мясо.
But don't kill the cow.
Но нельзя убивать корову.
He also said several times that people who are they don't want to stop eating meat, then you kill some other less important animal like sheep and buffalo and dogs, and you eat that meat, but don't kill cows.
Также он говорил, что если вы хотите есть мясо, не стоит, нельзя убивать коров, можно есть каких-то других животных, овец, баранов, козлов, собак, буйволов.
So getting back to the question, this is just some background, getting back to the question of selling devotional items to support one's family and what should be the attitude.
Итак, вернемся к теме продажи каких-то вещей, связанных с средним служением, для того, чтобы поддерживать свою семью.
Because there...
Каким образом, или, точнее, какое отношение, какое настроение нужно при этом иметь?
Because there are two potentially contradictory attitudes here.
Поскольку здесь возникает противоречие, как бы конфликт интересов.
One is to benefit the world by distributing Srila Prabhupada's teachings or by distributing prasadam.
С одной стороны, преданный хочет принести благо всему миру, распространяя учение Шрилы Прабхупады, распространяя просад.
And the other is to maintain one's family.
Второй момент. Человек должен обеспечивать свою собственную семью.
In Srila Prabhupada's personal life, it seems that of course he wasn't distributing directly, not at all Krishna conscious products or products that are conducive to Krishna consciousness, but he didn't find any dichotomy in being a devotee of Krishna and being a businessman.
Конечно, Шрила Прабхупада не распространял, будучи домохозяином, какие-то вещи, связанные с сознанием Кришны, но он не находил никакого противоречия в том, чтобы, будучи домохозяином, заниматься бизнесом.
Just like Krishna, the whole Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna to Arjuna, so that Arjuna would give up the false dichotomy of seeing a difference between fighting and being spiritual.
То же самое Бхагавад-гита, она была поведана Кришне Арджуне для того, чтобы Арджуна перестал видеть противоречие между тем, чтобы сражаться, и тем, чтобы вести духовную жизнь.
So, just do everything in a sober way.
Нужно просто трезво ко всему подходить.
Plan your sales in such a way that you should get enough to support your family.
Планируйте свои продажи, чтобы получать достаточно прибыли для того, чтобы обеспечивать свою семью.
Without being overly ambitious to get huge amounts of money.
Не стремитесь получить большую прибыль, чрезмерную прибыль.
Or if you have that talent to make huge amounts of money, then do that and use it for Krishna.
Но если у вас есть способность получать большую прибыль, можете делать это и использовать ее также в служении Кришне.
Although most people who start a business, including most devotees, their business flops, they just lose all their money.
Ну, конечно, чаще всего, когда человек, в том числе и преданный, начинает свой бизнес, он заканчивается все это тем, что он разоряется.
But if you, certain items like food items, food is always popular, so that should be, can be quite a good business.
Ну, можно получать какую-то прибыль, достаточно хорошую, продавая, скажем, продукты питания, поскольку на них всегда присутствует высокий спрос.
Especially if you take food outside, that means You don't run a restaurant, because restaurant, there are so many considerations, location, staff, and so many different things.
Это относится к идее, если вы продаете как бы на вынос, если не в ресторане, поскольку если у вас собственный ресторан, то тут дополнительные факторы нужно учитывать: местоположение, персонал, обслуживание, все вот эти вот моменты.
Although actually Srila Prabhupada, he recommended this as a good business for householders to run restaurants.
Хотя Шрила Прабхупада на самом деле рекомендовал это в качестве хорошего бизнеса домохозяевам.
One should be pragmatic and make sufficient profit.
Так, человек должен быть прагматиком и одновременно получать достаточную прибыль, необходимую для обеспечения.
And at the same time, give Krishna consciousness if we're doing a business of this particular type.
В то же самое время, если бизнес его связан как-то с преданным служением, он может также сохранять сознание Кришны.
Yeah, if we're distributing Srila Prabhupada's words or prasadam, then we can be very straightforward with our motive to benefit others also.
Если мы распространяем послание Шрила Прабхупады или прасад, наш мотив может быть прямым и понятным, принести благо окружающим людям.
When a devotee restaurant was opened in Chicago, I believe it was, Srila Prabhupada said you should have a sign at the entrance explaining to people what is the spiritual significance of prasadam.
И когда при Прабхупаде открыли ресторан в Чикаго, Шрила Прабхупада попросил повесить там эту табличку, объявление при входе, где объяснялось бы значение и важность.
So it's a mixture of two attitudes. Niyatam kuru karma tvam, Krishna told Arjuna, you should do, that's not the, again and again in Bhagavad Gita he told him, you should do your prescribed duty. But yagyartat karmanaha, one should perform one's prescribed duties for the sake of yagya.
Но при этом исполнять свои предписанные обязанности ради удовольствия яги.
So that is there, and then the two come together. The supporting one's family and serving Krishna.
И тогда можно будет убить двух зайцев, поддерживать свою семью и служить Кришне.
Especially if one has the attitude, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in several of his songs, of maintaining the family, seeing the family as all servants of Krishna, and the focus of family life being Krishna consciousness. As a householder, one should, like a devotee in any ashram, should think that Krishna is maintaining me. Guptritvevaranam tata, one of the items of Sharanagati, full surrender to Krishna.
Преданный домохозяин, как в принципе и преданный в любом ашраме, должен понимать, что его поддерживает Кришна.
So, one should, just like if there's a sale, someone's thinking of buying something, instead of thinking, well, I hope he buys it so I get enough money, we just think, Krishna, please inspire him to take it so he may be benefited by this.
Поэтому, когда человек будет продавать что-то, имеет такое настроение, он не будет думать, хорошо бы этот человек купил эту вещь, я бы заработал побольше денег. Он будет думать, Кришна, пожалуйста, вдохнови этого человека купить эту вещь, и тогда он получит благо.
Like to give this man a chair? You can give, he's standing here.
Может быть, стул предложить человеку, который стоит?
This one chair is here. Next.
Здесь стул есть свободный.
You can give him that. So knowing that it's my duty to do my duty to do my prescribed work. And I should do that with all intelligence and enthusiasm. But at the same time, knowing that, well, ultimately it's Krishna gives and Krishna takes away. And if we're doing such a business and we have the motive to benefit others by giving them Krishna consciousness, but at the same time we're responsible in our business activities, we don't, anyway, those who are doing business, they understand what I'm saying. If they don't, then they'll be out of business pretty quick. Then Krishna will look after you. Yeah, Krishna will look after you. And there may be some point where Krishna takes everything away also. Everything's in Krishna's hands. As happened with Srila Prabhupada, his whole business was, he entrusted his servant, while he had a paid manager who cheated him. So that may happen also, but that's beyond our control. Of course, we should take precaution that we're not cheated in business, but especially as the business grows, you have to trust someone, and that trust can be betrayed also. There may be legal checks and contracts to try to avoid that. But especially if you're working in countries where business is conducted both legally on the surface and below the surface. In other words, there's the black economy also. Then you have to trust people, and they may at any time betray your trust. In many countries, there's the black economy is more than the white. Such as in India. One reason for that being that the taxes are so high that anyway, we needn't get into an economic discussion. I believe there's a large black economy in Russia also. Anyway, there are a few thoughts about that which I thought I would discuss, as it's a pertinent point for quite a few devotees. If anyone can invent a mic stand which doesn't fall down all the time, I'll give you my blessings for whatever they're worth, that their business goes well, but you have to give one to me. I'm not going to carry it with me wherever I go.
изобретет столько микрофонов, которые не будут съезжать, опускаться, то я одарю человека всеми своими благословениями, если они чего-то стоят, если он даст мне такую стойку.
I mean, actually, it's designed to have just the strength to hold up a mic. But then, when you put two mics, it's not designed for that. So we can't blame the manufacturer. Why should they make it for me, who puts another mic on it?
Конечно, я не могу обвинять ни в чем производителя, поскольку стойка она сконструирована таким образом, чтобы выдерживать вес одного микрофона. Поэтому, когда на нее крепят два микрофона, то, естественно, она не выдерживает такой нагрузки и опускается.
Okay. Is there any other question?
Oh, well, plenty.
Plenty of questions. Okay. Maybe from...
We can start from the first list of questions that I started from the first lecture, and I just asked the very first the one.
Oh. Okay. Well, we...
...all together and two more, I guess.
Oh.
We could have had.
There are always many questions. Brihane Shate Prashna. Your question is very good.